This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. The voting numbers say we must organize our communities now. The postmortem on the U.S. election continues, but as more data and information becomes available, some of the early guesstimates are not as compelling as they were the morning after. It's not that they were completely wrong, but they're not right enough to point the directions forward. Over and over again, it's hard to escape the conclusion that the Clinton loss does not fall just heavily on her shoulders because she was such a flawed candidate, especially since Trump was even more flawed, but points to a massive failure of organization. And not just hers, but all of ours. Karl Rove, the political mastermind behind George W. Bush, is not a go-to nonpartisan objective analyst on this or any election. But as a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, he's always worth a read to understand not only what Republicans are thinking, but also as a reality check that we're not drinking our own Kool-Aid. A couple of days ago, he made several interesting points based on a pretty deep review of exit polls, admittedly from Fox News, but whatever. Among them are the following. Both candidates this year won fewer white votes. Mr. Trump, 1.6 million, and Mrs. Clinton, 2.3 million than 4 years ago. Trump didn't win because he greatly expanded the GOP. Clinton lost a significant chunk of the Obama coalition. Compared with 2012, she dropped 1.8 million African Americans, 1 million voters aged 18 to 29, 1.8 million voters aged 30 to 44, 2.6 million Catholics, and nearly 4.5 million voters with family incomes of $30,000 or less. Clinton received nearly 9.4 million Latino votes, up 180,000 from Obama's total in 2012. But because Mr. Trump won 29% of Hispanics, up from Romney's 27%, the president-elect won 4.2 million Latino votes, roughly 690,000 more than Romney. Only 18% of voters had a high school education or less, down 24% from last time. Trump received 12 million votes from them, 2.2 million fewer than Romney. Clinton got 10.6 million votes, 5.8 million fewer than Obama. Trump's advantage among voters with some college outweighed Clinton's among people with four-year degrees. You get the picture. This election was won and lost among low and moderate income families. These are our families in the heart of our base. This election was also lost by our inability to convert Trump's blatantly racist and anti-Latino campaign into actual voter turnout in our communities. Before the election, I thought that if Clinton won, she owed her victory to black and brown voters. In the same way, she may owe her defeat to her inability to inspire these votes and our collective failure to build effective organization. If progressives want to win, we have to go on the offense on issues and actions. The numbers also say that even more important, we have to go back to the neighborhoods and barrios of our communities and organize people at the grassroots in the kind of organizing that's been the hallmark of ACORN. To the degree that it's not happening as broadly and deeply in the United States as it needs to in white, black, and brown communities, these families are grist for the conservative mill. And not only voting against their interests, but more powerfully, not voting at all. 43% of the electorate didn't vote in 2016 with their feet, but with their butts, and just set this one out. Rove makes one more interesting point, which is a warning to Trump and should be a wake-up call to all of us. The numbers say it wasn't globalization and trade, but the economy, stupid, and the lack of distribution and trickle-down to our base. This is a call to go out into our communities and rebuild effective organization, or this crisis won't be about the next 4 years, but an entire generation, or as long as it takes for us to get back to the streets and do the work. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.